and the woman the guest was addressing considered him a gift from heaven itself. Which made sense, Jeremy thought, since that was always where the lost loved ones ended up. Spirits from beyond the grave were always surrounded by bright, angelic light and enveloped in an aura of peace and tranquility. Never once had Jeremy heard of a spirit guide channeling from the other, hotter place. A lost loved one never mentioned that he was currently being roasted on a spit or boiled in a cauldron of motor oil, for instance. But Jeremy knew he was being cynical. And besides, he had to admit, it was a pretty good show. Timothy Clausen was good, far better than most of the quacks Jeremy had written about over the years. "I know it's hard," Clausen said into the microphone, "but Frank is telling you that it's time to let him go now." The woman he was addressing with, oh, so much empathy, looked as if she was about to faint. 50-ish, she wore a green striped blouse, her curly red hair sprouting and spiraling in every direction. Her hands were clasped so tightly at chest level that her fingers were white from the pressure. Clausen paused and brought his hand to his forehead, drawing once more on the world beyond, as he put it. In silence, the crowd collectively leaned forward in their seats. Everyone knew what was coming next. This was the third audience member Clausen had chosen today. Clausen, not surprisingly, was the only featured guest on the popular talk show. "Do you remember the letter he sent you?" Clausen asked, "before he died?" The woman gasped. The crewman beside her held the microphone even closer so that everyone watching on television would be able to hear her clearly.
"Yes, but how could you know about that?" she stammered.
Clausen didn't let her finish. "Do you remember what it said?" he asked.
"Yes," the woman croaked.
Clausen nodded, as if he'd read the letter himself. "It was about forgiveness, wasn't it?" On the couch, the hostess of the show, the most popular afternoon talk show in America, swiveled her gaze from Clausen to the woman and back again. She looked both amazed and satisfied. Spirit guides were always good for ratings. As the woman in the audience nodded, Jeremy noticed a stream of mascara begin to drift down her cheeks. The cameras zoomed in to show it more clearly. Daytime television at its dramatic best.
"But how could you?"
she repeated.
"He was talking about your sister, too," Clausen murmured. "Not just himself."
The woman stared at Clausen, transfixed.
"Your sister, Ellen," Clausen added.
And with that revelation, the woman finally let loose a raspy cry. Tears burst forth like an automated sprinkler. Clausen, tan and trim in his black suit with nary a hair out of place, continued to nod like one of those bobbing dogs you stick to your dashboard. The audience gazed at the woman in utter silence.
"Frank left something else for you, didn't he? Something from your past?"
In spite of the hot studio lights, the woman actually seemed to pale. In the corner of the set, beyond the general viewing area, Jeremy saw the producer rotating an upraised finger in a helicopter pattern. It was getting close to the commercial break. Clausen glanced almost imperceptibly in that direction. No one but Jeremy seemed to notice, and he often wondered why viewers never questioned how channeling from the spirit world could be timed so perfectly to fit with commercial breaks. Clausen went on.
"That no one else could know about? A key of some sort, is that right?"
The sobs continued as the woman nodded.
"You never thought he'd save it, did you?"
Okay, here's the clincher, Jeremy thought. Another true believer on the way.
"It's from the hotel where you stayed on your honeymoon. He put it there so that when you found it, you would remember the happy times you spent together. He doesn't want you to remember him with pain, because he loves you."
"Oh," the woman suddenly cried, or something like that. A moan, perhaps. Jeremy couldn't be certain from where he was sitting because the cry was interrupted by sudden, enthusiastic applause. All at once, the microphone was pulled away, cameras zoomed out, her moment in the sun completed, the woman from the audience collapsed in her seat. On cue, the hostess stood from the couch and faced the camera. "Remember that what you are seeing is real. None of these people have ever met with Timothy Clausen," she smiled. "We'll be back with one more reading after this." More applause as the show broke for commercials, and Jeremy leaned back in his chair. As an investigative journalist,